Since 1989, San Francisco has been a sanctuary city, a place that offers undocumented migrants a chance to start a new life without the threat of immediately being turned over to immigration officials. The city's Mission District has long been a sanctuary for Latino immigrants, with or without papers. Thousands from Central American countries like Guatemala and El Salvador have made the neighborhood home after fleeing civil wars and violence beginning in the 1980s. And the Mission is still a magnet for Latino migrants. But with San Francisco topping national expensive rent lists, it's tougher than it used to be to make a fresh start here. KALW's Lila Day tells us more.
Concepcion Caballero Antonio is chopping squash in the kitchen of Los Yaquis Salvadorian and Mexican restaurant. The massive knife she's using is about the same size as her arm. She's very small and grins a lot. She's happy about her job as a cook and dishwasher. Concepcion points out the fish she'll be frying later today.
Vamos a preparar los siete mares. Marisco.
Concepcion makes $248 working 20 hours a week. She came to San Francisco from El Salvador in 2013. She tries to keep her spirits lifted, but there's a heavy sadness that lingers.
Hubo una matanza en mi país. Mataron a mi compañero de vida. Y dejaron baleado a un hijo que tenía de crianza.
There was a massacre in her country, she tells me. The love of her life was killed. Concepcion had been a vendor selling goods in a market. She lived in the same town with her three daughters and six grandchildren, and they mean everything to her. But after her life partner was killed, she knew she wasn't safe in El Salvador. She said she'd made eye contact with a gang member fleeing the scene of a murder.
They iban a matar porque yo era la única que había visto.
She says they would have killed her because she was the only one who had seen this. Concepcion grew up during the civil war in El Salvador that started in the 80s, but the violence hasn't really stopped. The country's overrun by gangs and considered one of the most violent countries in the world, about a murder every hour. Concepcion says she had to run. With the dollar in her pocket, she headed toward Mexico. She begged for rides in the backs of trucks and for money. She traveled by foot, by car, and train. Finally, she got to the border near McAllen, Texas. She says when she arrived, she was in a really dark place mentally. She didn't know what to do. She says she walked and crossed the Rio Grande, and then they caught her. She stayed in a Texas jail for 3 months. Then she made it here to San Francisco. Within a few months, Concepcion's oldest daughter also arrived in the U.S.
My name is Claudia Martinez.
Claudia originally landed in Las Vegas. When things didn't work out there, she joined her mom in San Francisco. They moved in with roommates.
It's a lot, because when we first came to San Francisco, we paid $500 between the two of us. And there was five in the same room. Yes, five people, and it was smaller than this.
Eventually, mother and daughter decided to move out, so they didn't have to live with so many people. And for Claudia, that meant leaving the Mission for the Excelsior, which is one of the neighborhoods that's seen an increase in Latinos. Some analysts believe that families splitting up and moving into separate housing is why overcrowding in units is actually lower these days. Claudia now lives in a one-bedroom that she shares with another couple. She says living in San Francisco isn't cheap, but there's a lot of opportunities.
It's a little expensive, but there's a lot of work. You just need someone to give you a hand to help you get work.
Although it's possible to find work without papers, Concepcion and her daughter don't have any credit background. That's something that's required by most landlords when it comes to signing a lease. So, while Claudia has less roommates in her new place, she's paying $250 to share a very tiny bedroom with two other people. Concepcion also shares a room in a very small apartment, where boxes are stacked in every corner. On the lower bunk is her Guatemalan roommate, Orlando Fernandez Cruz. He's stretched out with a neck brace on.
I was riding my bike on 13th and Van Ness, and a car hit me. I was unconscious, and then I woke up in the hospital.
Me levantaron inconsciente porque hasta el hospital fui a volver.
Cruz has documents that allow him to work. He's been employed at a car wash for the last 7 years, but he can't work right now. He's used up all of his sick and vacation days since he's been injured. He wasn't fired, but he's not getting paid. He says although it isn't easy living here, he's had a lot of support.
Pues mis ilusiones eran venir aquí a Estados Unidos.
My dream was to come to the United States, and I had a friend here who helped me out. I struggled and struggled. He was a good friend to me, though. When I came here, he welcomed me and found me work.
Cruz says this network of support made him want to stay in San Francisco. Now that he's out of work, friends have been chipping in to help pay rent. When he first arrived 8 years ago, it was much cheaper.
Anteriormente, cuando yo llegué aquí,
when I first got here, a room like this would be $400 or $500.
400 a 500 dólares.
He and Concepcion now share this room for $800 a month.
Pero.
Llamada de más 503.
Hello?
Hola, mamá.
It's one of Concepcion's daughters calling from El Salvador. I appreciate you, her daughter says on the other line. Always supporting us, being mother, father, friend, and being a beautiful mom, a marvelous mom.
Sí, hija. Gracias. Gracias. Las quiero mucho.
Concepcion tells her daughter she loves her.
Gracias, hija. Va, pues saludes y cuídense y besos y abrazos. Bye.
When I'm about to leave, Concepcion grabs my arm and asks if I know of a less expensive room she could rent. Something nearby because she wants to be close to work and her local clinic. I tell her I don't know of a place. Concepcion nods, hands me a piece of chocolate, and gives me a kiss on the cheek. Que Dios te bendiga, she smiles. God bless you.